turning astray of the path that was left long ago. All we leave behind, time after time, is a legacy with nothing to show. Now our country is lost, and it's not without cost, for there's many who struggle every day. And I think that it's time we start crying for our nation and bow our heads and pray. If today you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the day?
Hey everyone, this is Steve Donahue with the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. Today's episode is number 102, and what I'm going to talk about today is Project Appleseed. I just got back over the weekend from attending a Project Appleseed shoot, and I'm going to talk about the great value that can be found in attending one of these, and I'm going to evaluate that. And I missed out on podcasts last week, and of course, was not in church on Sunday, and so you did not get my message for this week. And so it's been a while since I podcasted, and I apologize for that, but part of that was in preparation for, part of the reason for that was I was preparing to go to this Appleseed shoot, and then of course I was gone all weekend long. So you're getting the first one now, but hopefully this should be a good one, and hopefully it should be inspiring to you to also attend an Appleseed shoot. And we'll do that just here in a moment. But before that, I want to take care of a little bit of business. First of all, make sure that you're following us on all the various social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, those kinds of things, telling your friends and family about us so that we continue to grow the audience. Second up is make sure that you are a registered user of the website. This enables you to access the feed, the comment section, and give me feedback under each of the episodes. I appreciate you doing that. It also enables you to receive email updates. Anytime that there is a change to the website, you will be notified by email as to that change, and so you can keep abreast of what's going on without having to refer back on your own. Saves you time and maximizes the efficiency of the website and your time. And so all that's, of course, free. What's not free is visiting our affiliates and purchasing things from them, but I encourage you to do that as well. That helps defray some of the costs of running our website, and they're also great businesses to frequent. And so the first two are the two that I have up for today. First one is Envelopes. Envelopes is a great resource to be able to manage your money wisely. It works just like an old envelope system where you would have envelopes with different categories and take cash from those categories to spend for the various items. Only this is, of course, done online in the digital age where everything is computerized and mechanized. This is a great way to be able to track your money and make the most of it. You can take the money from the different categories, and when you do that, you are able to then designate that and budget those monies for various allocated resources accordingly. And that's a great way to do that. So check out Envelopes. Second up, make sure that you are visiting Vision Form. Vision Form is a great resource for families, and especially those who are wanting to leave a spiritual legacy or to be able to build a legacy of your family. And there's resources there, both audio, video, DVD, books, toys, all that kind of thing that are good quality resources that can help you in building your legacy. So check out Vision Form. I know some of you probably already are familiar with Vision Form, may even have their catalog and regularly visit them and purchase things from them. If you were going to purchase something anyway and you didn't have a special code or a discount, I encourage you to go through the website and purchase it through us so that we can get the commission for that. And then, well, if you're interested in becoming a partner with our show and supporting us, the best way to do that is becoming a Legacy Partner. Our Legacy Partner program is $30 a year. With that, you have access to our exclusive members-only page that allows you to download some items. It also enables you to get some discounts to some vendors, and it provides you with a variety of resources of over $50 worth of value. And, of course, that only costs $30 a year, and you're also able to support the show. So I encourage you to consider becoming a Legacy Partner. And with that, then, I want to get into the main content of today's show, which is an evaluation of Project Appleseed shoot. And the Project Appleseed, I'm going to, of course, have a link in the show notes to them, but they are a division of the Revolutionary War Veterans Association, which is a nonprofit organization that works at trying to remind us of the Revolutionary War and the principles that the Revolutionary War for which it was fought, and also this Project Appleseed, which is a great part of the Revolutionary War Veterans Association. And what Project Appleseed is really two things. First of all, it is a rifle marksmanship training course. And you can learn, whether you are a beginner or whether you are an expert marksman, you can learn from this or be refreshed at least of the various marksmanship skills and how to shoot a firearm, long gun anyway. And second up is what they do is they help teach American heritage with a focus on the three strikes that led up to the War of Independence. And the combination of those two is just fantastic. And so what I want to do now is I just want to look at, I've got 12 positive comments or an evaluation of 12 things that I thought were strengths with the marksmanship training of the Appleseed, and then six of the American heritage. And then I just have one minor negative comment that I would give about the program. And then I have, real briefly after that, just a little bit of interview with my three boys that I took with me on the Appleseed shoot, and got a few comments from them as to what they liked most and what they learned and that kind of thing. And then we will end with a discussion about why it's important to attend one of these things if you want to build a legacy. So let's get right into the content. Evaluation of the marksmanship training. First of all, number one reason why I thought it was good was it, you know, they focused on safety. It would be very difficult. And I don't know what the statistics are, but my guess is that they probably have not had a range accident due to firearm. Due to unsafe firearm practices at any of the Appleseed shoots, because they focus on this very heavily and monitor it greatly, that you can feel safe. You can feel safe bringing your children. You can feel safe that no one's going to be in harm's way, and you're not going to harm anybody with it because of the emphasis on safety. But they do it in such a way that does not hinder your ability to learn or your ability to train in itself. And so that's a positive. The second thing is that the whole shooting is done at 25 yards. Now, some people would criticize. In fact, they probably have criticized Appleseed for only shooting at 25 yards when, you know, you're supposed to be a marksman 100 yards plus and these kinds of things. And there are shoots where you can go to 100 yards plus if you want to get involved in, you know, long-range shooting, that kind of thing, marksmanship courses. But the way that they've designed it is really a great concept. And what they have is they have targets that are sized based upon the distance that it would be. And so on their main targets, they have the head and torso simulation on their targets. And they're at various sizes based upon the distance that you would be shooting at. So like, for example, obviously the 100-yard one is larger than the one at 200, 300, or 400 yards. All those are smaller. But the way that it is if you can hit a 400-yard, if you can hit the target at 25 yards, it simulates the 400-yard target, then, given the right weapon, you can also hit that same target out to 400 yards. And so the benefit of that, of course, is that you're not having to walk a great deal of distances back and forth from the range to get targets and rearrange targets, and you're not moving targets all the time, but having them close like that and then changing the size of the actual target can be greatly advantage your time and efficiency in the course. And so that's a positive. Another positive, of course, is that they teach the various positions of firearm and marksmanship. And so, for example, you learn the standing position, how to be most accurate in the standing position, how to be most accurate in the sitting position, how to be most accurate in the prone position, how to transition from one to the other, all these kinds of things. And so it's not just a standing shoot, it's not just a prone shoot, but you actually learn how to maximize your skill at all the various positions, which I think is very valuable. Fourth benefit is that it teaches the use of the sling to help stabilize the rifle on target. I know sometimes you've probably seen on hunting videos or something like that where people use a tripod and things like this to help stabilize the rifle when they're shooting at a deer or elk or whatever it might be. Or you sometimes can see rifles with the tripod already attached to the end of the rifle. And, of course, that adds a great deal of stability, no doubt about it. But the way that the Appleseed teaches, they teach you to use the sling, and by the pressure of the sling against the rifle and on your arm, you're able to develop a very secure and strengthened position so that your firearm is held very stable. And this is a great principle to learn, a great technique, great skill to learn in being able to fire your gun. And so the way that they teach that, and actually much of the concepts that they teach here are the way that the military used to teach prior to recently, back when in World War II and prior, they had real marksmanship training in the military. Of course, today you still have to qualify with a firearm, but it's also it's not nearly as stringent qualifications, and there's not nearly as much marksmanship training involved in it. But that was not always the case. They used to have a great deal of marksmanship training, and they taught you how to use a sling and that kind of thing. So the Appleseed Chute continues to use those same principles that were originally designed by the military for that. Number six benefit is that it's really great for beginners. You know, I've shot some, around my house and hunted a little bit and things like that. And so I had some familiarity with the firearm, but I had never really had any marksmanship training per se. And so being able to go there, and of course my kids certainly had not, and being able to go there, we did not feel at any means inadequate, or we didn't feel belittled for not having the experience of others. And, you know, sometimes you can go to a course like this. Well, I don't know what, you know, all of the other ones are like, but I can imagine going and being very intimidated by the course and by the instructors and this kind of thing. But that was not the case with Appleseed. Beginners could go there and feel very, very comfortable learning the material. And yet at the same time, those who were already well-trained in marksmanship skills could go there and still brush up on the skills and brush up on the techniques and to continue to learn. And so that brings me up with the seventh benefit, and that is that it's great for skilled marksmen because the rifle qualification that is required in order to really kind of pass the Appleseed course is very, very difficult. Now, they have different levels of qualification. There's the qualification, and there's the sportsman, and there's, a sharpshooter, and all these kinds of things. But the classic example, the place that is really desired, the goal that is trying to be achieved, is the rifleman status. And becoming a rifleman in Appleseed is not an easy task. It's not something you can just be a decent shooter out hunting and be able to acquire at the course. In fact, they had said that the vast majority of people, on average, it takes 3 Appleseed shoots to be able to arrive at the title of rifleman. And so I say that to say this: someone who has got some level of skill at shooting a firearm can still go there and learn a great deal. I went with some of my friends from church, and they took some of their boys, and so we had a whole group there, and all of our group just about was able to qualify, but none of us was able to receive rifleman status. And so that just goes to show the difficulty that is achieved, or that can be achieved at that. And then the eighth benefit is that the instruction and practice, the instruction and practice is repeated. And so what happens is that the way that they do this is that they instruct for a while, and then you actually practice what has been instructed, and then you get back together again and evaluate what has been done, and then you have a test, and it goes back and forth over this. And so it is a way of implementing or putting into practice what has been instructed. And so sometimes you can go and you can learn all this information, and until you actually go out there into the field and start shooting and learning, it doesn't really apply. But the way that they've set it up structurally is that you you learn a few things and you go and try it. And then you come back together and talk a little bit more about it, learn a few more things, go back out and try it some more. And that's a very effective way of instruction. So that was a positive. The ninth benefit is that it's very inexpensive. And you might imagine going for 2 days and receiving a marksmanship training as well as some information on the American heritage, that you'd be paying $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, sometimes $1,000 to receive that kind of training. But that's not the way it is. In fact, I think it was like $70 or something like that for me. And then my children were $5 a piece. If I brought my wife, it was only been $10. And that's just unbelievable that the price would be so inexpensive for attendance. And so that's a great benefit, because what it does is it allows people to go who might not otherwise be able to receive that kind of training. So truly it is designed to meet the masses and to help the masses get the training in marksmanship that they need. The 10th benefit is that it is quality and quantity of the instructors. By quantity, I mean that there were, I think, 3 or 4 who were lead instructors, and then there are maybe 2 or 3 that were instructors in training, basically. And I think we had up to 30 shooters at any one time. And so you can do the math there and calculate out how many instructors there were per student. And that's incredible. That's a great ratio. And so the quantity was just right. But even better than that was the quality of the instructors. And one of the things that was helpful was to know that each of the instructors had to be qualified as riflemen to be able to be instructors. And they had attended, at least 2 apple seeds and to have achieve the highest level of marksmanship in the course before they can actually be instructors. And I find it ironic sometimes that you can take courses from people who have never really done what they're trying to teach. And that just drives me crazy a lot of times. That's not the way it is with this. And even more, though, than that was just the character and the attitude of these people who were instructors at the Appleseed event. They were just top-notch people. And the quality of their character was just fantastic. And then the 11th benefit was that you left the course with skills and with practice that you could come home and put into place without having to go to the range. They talked to us about dry firing and talked to us about practicing even without ammunition and doing different skills that can be done. They gave us some handouts to refresh us as to some of the things that we went on. And so it wasn't just a weekend event, but it was actually a beginning to more effective training with the firearm while we were away in between apple seeds. And so that was a benefit. And I said there was going to be 12, but actually, there's only 11. So that's the 11th. That's the evaluation of the marksmanship training. Now, in terms of the evaluation of the American heritage focus, there are 6 benefits that I want to make mention of. First of all, it was very engaging. I think sometimes people, when they think of history, they think of, boring facts and dates and, that kind of thing. Well, that was not at all the way that the heritage portion of the Appleseed event went. It was conducted in such a way that even my children were excited to learn and to hear the stories that were being told about the patriots and about the people who were there gathering to defend America against the British control. Second benefit was that it was simple but detailed. By that I mean that it was detailed enough with names and descriptions that you could visualize what was taking place, geographical locations, and specific events that triggered other events. So it was very detailed in that way, but at the same time, it was also simple. They focus on 3 strikes that occurred that were basically precursors that led up to the Revolutionary War, And when they focus on those three, you can remember them and be engaged in them. And so it's pretty a simple outline and yet deep enough that you're not missing any content. So that's another benefit. Thirdly is that they provide you with references to get more information. They showed us some of the books that they get their information from and resources that you can acquire that would be further reading and further research. Obviously, just a weekend with four or five hours of Heritage talk was certainly not the end, but just the beginning. By giving us resources, we can continue in that reading. And then number four is that they were passionate teachers. It was not just one, but all of them were passionate about the patriotism of the American patriots during the Revolutionary War and the events that took place during that time. They were passionate about telling the stories. They were passionate about the influence that these men had, and sometimes boys and even women had during that pre-revolutionary period. And they were passionate about the principles that they stood on and about their marksmanship and all of these things. And so, you know, passion really has a way of inspiring. And it's the one thing when a teacher teaches you, but you can tell they really don't believe in what they're teaching. They really don't care about what they're teaching. But when someone really cares about what they teach, that comes through. And the instructors were passionate about what they taught about American heritage, and that was a benefit. Number five is that they were inspiring and motivating, just as I mentioned before, because of their teaching technique and because of their ability to teach and their passion for what they taught. They were inspiring and they were motivating. They, in fact, wanted us to become patriots, and they showed that and they demonstrated that, and it motivated us and encouraged us to become patriots and to take action and to do things that we can do in our community and to become patriots in this generation. And all of that was inspirational and motivating. And then number six is that, mentioned a little bit already, the schedule that they had, but they also broke up the shooting with this heritage. And so it wasn't where you had a whole lengthy time of heritage. It was mostly on Sunday morning while they were waiting for the range to actually open up, but they interspersed the heritage with the shooting, which kind of gave you a break from both of them, and was done in such a way that it was easiest to learn and most conducive to instruction. And so those are all the positives that I have to say about the Appleseed. I cannot recommend that people go to it enough. And the only negative that I have, or the only thing that I would say I would have liked to have seen more of, or that maybe can happen in the future that would be of benefit to more people, is that if they had a shoot or a Appleseed Project training that would be on two consecutive Saturdays rather than on a Saturday and Sunday. I know logistically this might be difficult for the instructors and even for the range to make such arrangements, but that would benefit more people. I really hated to miss worshiping with God's people on Sunday morning and to be gathered in God's house on that day. And many of the other people probably are like me, who are church-minded people. And to be able to have the option of having two consecutive Saturdays rather than a Saturday and a Sunday would be of tremendous benefit to people like me. And I think would open the door for others who would also be able to do that. And so that may be something that may be coming in the future. I don't know, but I would like to have seen that. And so now in just a moment here, you're going to hear the response of my kids. And I interviewed them briefly. The sound quality is maybe not so much. And one of them had a cold and that kind of thing. But it just does kind of give you an idea of what they were excited about, what they learned, and gives you a chance to hear from them. Okay, I've got my three oldest boys here with me because they were able to attend the Appleseed shoot with me. And so I'm going to ask them a few questions about their experience with it, and hopefully they'll be able to inspire you to take your kids as well. So let me start with you, Graham. What did you like best about the Appleseed shoot?
Well, I like the whole thing, the whole concept of trying to train up other riflemen based on the men of the Revolutionary War period, and I like that concept and just the whole history and the rifleman training and how they went about doing all that. I just really like the whole event.
What about you, Samuel?
Well, I like the part on how they taught you the marksmanship and the history about the whole Revolutionary War. And the stories they told were just wonderful, and the marksmanship training helped like crazy.
Okay, good. Abram, did you want to say something? You did so good at it. You don't want to say something? Okay. And what did you learn, Graham?
Well, a lot of different things, but as far as the rifleman training went, I think the most important thing I learned is to use as little muscle as possible when firing a firearm, because the muscles twitch, and of course that'll move the gun. So how they I like how they showed you how to use as little muscle as possible when you know, aiming and firing the gun. And then as far as history goes, you know, of course we heard new stories and kind of how the Revolutionary War really started. Of course, they talked about the three strikes of the match and what really led up to this Revolutionary War, and I thought that was quite interesting.
Okay, good. What about you, Samuel?
The way... What
did you learn most?
What I learned most is about your breathing and the way they put you in the positions that made you more steady, and the sling, how you... When you wrapped it around your arm, it helps stay steady the gun, and you breathe in and out, and then that will help concentrate on the target. And the and then the history that there was a lot more stuff than just what the people say about Revolutionary War than what people really say about it.
Okay, good. And do you think you want to go back, Graham?
I would go back in a heartbeat, yeah. Not necessarily tomorrow, but I'll definitely want to go back.
You think you'd get Reifman next time you go back?
I don't know. I did better than I was hoping, but, you know, you can always hope for better, but you never know.
Okay, what about you, Samuel?
Yeah, I'd go back, especially for the price of the Appleseed, too.
Well, you didn't pay.
I know, I didn't pay, but, yeah, I'd definitely go back again.
Okay, good. You think you want to go back, Abram? All right, good. All right, thanks, boys.
...to do with building a legacy. I mean, obviously, I'm in favor of property rights. I'm in favor of self-sufficiency. I'm in favor of, you know, all the things that we talk about here on the Legacy Podcast. But what does learning how to become a marksman and learning about American heritage really have to do with all that? Well, it actually has a great deal to do with it. It is actually the legacy of Americans that needs to be passed on. And so... one of the things that makes our country so unique and what gives us many of the freedoms that we do have is the ability of Americans to stand up and to demand their rights and to be able to make a difference. And, you know, it's an amazing thing that, you know, a band of untrained militia and, you know, American forces were able to take on the greatest empire of the then known world in the British Empire and defeat them and gain their freedom and gain their liberty. Of course, in many ways they were already free, and yet when they begin to have that freedom taken from them, they took a stand for it. And this is something that needs to be taught. It needs to be taught from one generation to the next. It needs to be handed on from one generation to the next. And so that is part of our legacy that we have as Americans. And so it is something that we then can pass on to our posterity as well. Another reason why it's something that is good for legacy builders to be a part of is that it gives you great time with your children if you take your children to it, and I encourage you to do that. You know, we had 2 days where I was able to spend good time with my children, learning something together, and having no distractions from electronics and videos and all these kinds of things where we could really spend some time bonding, learning some skills together. And that's something that they will learn, they will remember, and it's something that I have done to invest in their future. And that's part of building a legacy. And then thirdly is that you're able to develop skills that can help keep us free. By going to an Appleseed shoot, you're able to develop marksmanship skills that can help you keep free. God forbid we have to ever take up arms against a foreign or domestic invaders or people who would infringe upon our freedom. It also enables you to become better at hunting. Obviously, being able to provide your own food is a great skill. And then also it helps you to be able to protect your family if the need arises to be able to do that. And all of those are events that should be a part of any legacy builder's life. And so this is something that is important, and I wanted to cover it. I was excited about it, for one, but two, I think that it's important for those of you who want to build a legacy to consider becoming and consider attending a Project Appleseed shoot. And with that, this has been Steve Donahue with the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. What will you do today to build your legacy?
If you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the dash between your birth and death? What will you do to change your legacy? Just like the plant that withers away, we will leave many seeds behind. If today you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the dash between your birth and death? What will you do to change your legacy? If today you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the dash between your birth and death? What will you do to change your legacy? What will you do to change